What about tolerability? You know, prior to alpelisib coming along, I was hearing a lot of negative things about PI3 kinase inhibitors, about toxicity. Then this came along and seemed like it was better, but I wasn't really clear exactly what happens.
Well, I think what we can say is that the attempts in the past to really focus on PI3 kinase have been fraught with the toxicity issues that you mentioned. And some of those toxicities actually included psychiatric issues. For example, there were some drugs that just couldn't move forward because some of those side effects, including depression and other psychiatric side effects that were substantial to patients. What we can say is that as companies have done a better job of developing selective or alpha-selective inhibitors, that some of those issues have gone away, but we still certainly do see side effects that are unique to targeting this pathway, including, I think the big one is hyperglycemia. And with the alpelisib, the hyperglycemia is pretty substantial in a number of patients that require drugs like metformin. And so I think as clinicians begin to use these medications, there's going to be that familiarity issue. And that is, how do you deal with the hyperglycemia? When should you start metformin? Are those patients that should be started up front, or can we wait to see what type of response in terms of hyperglycemia that's going to develop? And as I think with all these drugs, I could think of the mTOR inhibitors, there's a certain comfort level that certainly comes just when you prescribe it enough and you know how to deal with these side effects. And I think clinicians will get to that point. I think the other side effects we see with alpelisib are some of the other classic side effects associated with targeting the PI3 kinase mTOR pathway, including rash, including diarrhea. And certainly, it's unclear as of yet whether we'll see any issues, for example, with pneumonitis like we did with everolimus. So these will be issues that obviously, once a drug gets on the market, we know about the common ones, and we'll have to work out even the uncommons as well. I didn't mention the issue of stomatitis. Obviously, that was an issue with the mTOR inhibitors that we've begun to use the dexamethasone mouthwash. And I think certainly we will be thinking about using that as well to help ameliorate or prevent some of those side effects as well.
Do you have any sort of general clinical experience? I don't know how many patients you've actually treated with alpelisib, but sort of how patients feel on the drug?
So I have to say that our group at Mayo was not involved in the direct development of alpelisib. We certainly have treated patients already on this drug. And what we are seeing is the side effects that really have been reported, which is the diarrhea, the rash, certainly some fatigue as well. So as we gain more, as all of us gain more confidence about using these drugs, I think we'll hopefully have a better sense really of who's at risk for the side effects and how best to deal with them.